Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. Where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting, by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing morning by the river of life. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, and to God we have been true, and we've lived our life for Him, then for us there'll be a greeting, for there's gonna be a meeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
Amen. I just want to read one verse of Scripture this morning, look back at some few other passages of Scripture. But the Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 11 this morning, verse number 23, that by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the privilege of prayer. Your blessings upon our life, God, for health and strength this morning, God, most of all, for salvation this morning, God, for the gift of your Son and the sacrifice of his blood, Lord, for our salvation today. And I just pray this morning, God, that you bless your people wherever they're gathered together, that you'd be in the midst. And I pray this morning, God, you'd anoint your men, God, they may stand boldly and preach and I proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I pray this morning, Lord, you'd save to the uttermost them, God, that would come to you this morning, Lord. And I supply the needs, Lord, of your people this morning, God. We thank you. Everything that you've done for us, the prayers you've answered, the goodness you've shown, the grace, Lord, that you bestowed upon our lives. And Lord, for all of this, we'll be mindful and careful to give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning. For us, in Jesus' name we pray, amen amen this morning. Now, I preach this morning on the thought, the subject, dear friend, the unsung hero of mom. Dear friend, I know this is Mother's Day, and a day that we set aside to honor our mothers, and certainly we ought to this morning for all that they put up with in us. I realize today that moms are notorious for working behind the scenes and working under the radar this morning, doing things that need to be done regardless of the sacrifice of themselves. Dear friend, hardly ever receiving the recognition or the respect
I'd hear from the reimbursement. I'd hear from the just the simple things that they deserve this morning. I realize that moms are not perfect this morning, and it may even be said of some, they're neither good nor godly. I'd hear from, but wherever you rate her, she had a hand in directing and shaping your life this morning. I'm not trying to stir up old memories of resentment or guilt. I'm nor trying to argue, debate about the role of women in our modern society. And I know sometimes I sound like an old fogey or a male chauvinist this morning, but there is an underlying reason that God both instructed and commanded that the younger women bear children and be keepers at home. I dear fam, down through the pages of this book, when God was ready to change the circumstances, I dear fam, to send a deliverance or to show himself mighty, I dear fam, when there was a message to preach, a wrong to right, or a work to be done, that God sent a baby into this world and put it in the hands of a mother, whether it be Hannah or Sarah or Elizabeth or Ruth or Mary. Dear friend, I'll tell you, that's why we're so against abortion. Dear friend, this morning, now you may make a mistake, but God never does. Dear friend, he knew that child before it was conceived. Dear friend, before it was formed in the womb, he called it by name. Before it ever took its first breath, God had a plan and a purpose for his life today. Dear friend, you may have no idea, dear friend, what God may have in store for your child. Dear friend, but there's a reason why he left it in your care. I look at Moses this morning. We have his whole life. I am the Word of God. More about Moses than I guess anybody else. I am the Word of God from his birth until his death. Dear friend, almost mentioned 1,000 times in the Scriptures. Throughout the Old Testament, he's mentioned in the 4 Gospels, in the book of Acts, in the Epistles, and also in the closing book of Revelation. He's one of the 2 people that were called up to the Mount Transfiguration. He has wrote about the first song in the Scriptures, and they're still singing it in heaven in Revelation chapter 15. It was God that spoke to Moses as a man speaks unto his friend. Dear friend, he's seen firsthand the glory of God as it passed by him. Amen. Dear friend, here in Hebrews chapter number 11, verses 23 through 29, sums up the life of Moses. The Bible said, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Dear friend, this morning, where did he get the faith that he is so ensured in his life? I realize that God gave him a measure of faith. He gives every man a measure of faith, but it was nurtured and cultivated, dear friend, by some people that were in his life. There are 16 people mentioned by name in the hall of faith, in the roll call of faith here in chapter number 11. But there are 2 who are left behind the scenes. In verses number 23, the Bible said the parents of Moses, amen, especially his mother, by the name of Jochebed. Dear friend, you'll find some of her traits passed down in the life of her son. Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because in verses 23 and 24 and 25, on down through verses 29, dear friend, the Bible talks about how there's no fear in the life of Moses. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you that Jochebed instilled in Moses, dear friend, not to be afraid, dear friend, of what the king Pharaohs may do in their life. That he could put his faith and confidence in God. I think about young Timothy. Dear friend, that Paul said that. He said that you got the same faith that was in your mother and also in your grandmother. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't instill faith or fear in the lives of your children this morning. The Bible said there arose not another prophet like unto Moses whom the Lord knew face to face. Dear friend, and I want you to notice 3 things this morning about the unsung hero, a mom this morning, one that raised Moses in her life. Dear friend, I want to say, first of all, that she raised him in a time of adversity. Amen. I realize it's never easy rearing children this morning. Dear friend, especially in the day and hour that we live. But brother, they've been rearing children in wartime. They've reared children in depression times. times. And if friend, and leave me, friend of mine, with the help of God, you can rear children in the day and hour that we live. Children are not an inconvenience. They're not an interruption. Dear friend, they're not an intrusion in our lives. They are a blessing and a heritage from the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, today I'm telling you that, dear friend, a child this morning can alter the natural course of life this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, friend of mine, dear friend, that you can be an influence upon your children. And you can raise him in times of adversities. Amen. Moses was born in a time when they were casting children into the rivers. Amen. And by the way, I believe that's one of the signs of the time. Dear friend, the Bible said in the time that God was ready to send Moses in to deliver his people, they were killing babies. And the time that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, they were killing babies. And I believe today, as abortion is reaching the heights of heaven, how the Lord's getting ready to come back again and get his church out of this world. Amen. But that's another story. Dear friend, she had some discernment this morning. If you look over in Exodus chapter number 2 and verses 1 down through verses number 10, it tells you about the upbringing or the rearing that Jochebed had for her son Moses. She had some discernment. The Bible said that she saw that he was a goodly baby, a proper child. Amen. I'll tell you, the first person that sees good in your life is your mama. Amen. Dear friend, dad. Dear friend, oh, if he can catch a ball or if he can kick it or throw it, then dad will have something to do with you. But mom can always find something good in their children. Amen. Even if they have to go down to prison, dear friend, to do it. Dear friend, they encourage and nurture. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, the worst thing, dear friend, you can say, dear friend, about your children is to think they won't amount to very much. Dear friend, or measure up very much. Dear friend, you can't measure your child against success or popularity of this world. Amen. Dear friend, and I've heard people say, well, when they're having a child, it doesn't matter to me if it's a boy or girl, as long as they're healthy. Dear friend, I'll tell you, not all babies are born healthy. Dear friend, not all babies are born normal. That doesn't make them any less your person, a child, or a person in this world. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you that God put that child in your hands. Dear friend, this morning, whether it was normal or whether it was, dear friend, abnormal, or whether, dear friend, it was healthy or unhealthy. Dear friend, I don't care how the world looks at it. God I put a child in your hands, and he expects you to raise it with some discernment this morning. Amen. Notice her defense of this child. The Bible said she not only saw that he was a proper child, but she hid him, dear friend, for 3 months. Amen. Dear friend, there's nothing wrong with sheltering and protecting and shielding your child in the young days of their lives. The home ought to be a fortress, dear friend, this morning, from the outside world. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, and I'm telling you, there are those that would like to destroy your children. Dear friend, this morning, but they ought to be a place that your child can go without, dear friend, fear. Dear friend, we can escape the rudiments of this world, free from drugs and alcohol and profanity and pornography and fussing and fighting. Dear friend, this morning, your home ought to be a safe haven for your child. And brother, you can make it that way or not. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, that's your responsibility as a mom this morning, is to provide a good place for your children. Amen. And so she defended that child. And then notice her dedication. And the Bible said when she could hide him no longer, that she made an ark of bulrushes. Amen. And put him in there. Dear friend, and gave him to the Lord. Lord. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, Mama, how there'll come a time when that child gets beyond your ability to control. Dear friend, and you better put them in the hands of the Lord. Amen. You better dedicate them unto God this morning. Dear friend, because I'll assure you there'll come a time, dear friend, no matter how you raise them, no matter what you instill in them, they're going to make their own decisions. They're going to go their own way. They're going to do their own thing. And brother, you better have them in the safety of the ark of the Lord this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said that Noah built an ark for the saving of his household. Amen. And believe me, dear friend, Jochebed built an ark for one. Dear friend, this morning we ought to dedicate our children unto God just like Hannah did. Dear friend, she told God she put him back in his hands. Dear friend, this morning. And I'm telling you, friend of mine, when you do that, God, dear friend, will watch over that child. Amen. Brother, there's a lot of power in prayer. Dear friend, there's a lot of power, dear friend, in presenting your case before God this morning, because you can't always protect them. You can't always save them. You can't always keep them from harm's way. You can't always go with them. But brother, you can commit them into the hands of one that can. Amen. Dear friend, but not only this morning, notice how she raised him in time of adversity, but also she raised him in true admonition. That's what the Bible said, that we ought to raise our children and the admonition of the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, there's nothing wrong with putting in our children some of our traits, our dispositions, our characteristics. You say, well, preacher, I don't want my child to grow up and be like me. Well, then you stop being somebody you don't want your child to grow up and be like. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, if you worked hard, if you grew up right, dear friend, this morning, there's nothing wrong with your children falling in your footsteps, because more than likely they're going to anyhow. Amen. So train them up in the way that they ought to go. Teach them the commandments of God. Lead them by example. Instill in them the things of God. Introduce them to the Lord. Dear friend, this morning, don't just send them to church. Please God, take them to church. Dear friend, this morning, it's your responsibility this morning that God have put that life and that child in your hands and under your authority. Amen. Notice the time. Dear friend, it's certainly short. Dear friend, Jochebed only had him 3 months. Dear friend, this morning. But then she was allotted a few more years. Amen. You know the story, how that she put him in the river, and that Pharaoh's daughter came down one side of the river. God sent Miriam down the other side. And by the way, God always worked both sides of the river. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and Pharaoh's daughter found him, fell in love with him. Dear friend, and Miriam said, let me go find one of the Hebrew women to raise him for you. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, when you put him in the hands of God, God will put him back in your hands. Dear friend, this morning, Jochebed had some time in raising her children. You know, in the day and hour we live, they grow up so fast. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and we've only got a short time, dear friend, to put some things in them that won't go away. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, friend of mine, you better take time now in these tender years before the evil days come. Dear friend, this morning, to put something in them that the world cannot take away from them. I noticed a testimony. Amen. She knew what she was going to be exposed to in the Egyptian culture. Dear friend, this morning, she knows what he was going to have to face down there in Egypt. Dear friend, this morning, and so she grounded him, dear friend, this morning, in the things concerning God, and instilled in him, put some things in him that he would never forget. Amen. Dear friend, and you ought to put these things in your children. Dear friend, read them the stories, tell them the stories, testify of the goodness of God. God in their life. Because there's coming a time, brother, they're going to be tested and they're going to be tried just here like Moses was. Dear friend, but the Bible said by faith, he chose to suffer affliction with God's people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. He didn't get that on his own, brother. It was put in him by a faithful mother. Amen. And then let me mention lastly, brother, he was not only raised in a time of adversity, raised in true admonition, but he was raised in trust and arbitration. Amen. Intercede and go between. Dear friend, this morning, just because they're grown does not relieve us of our duty. Amen. You say, preacher, my kids won't listen to me. They won't do what I say. Then raise them by arbitration. Amen. Well, what are you talking about? Amen. Prayerful in pursuit. Amen. Dear friend, today I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning, that you can get on your prayer altar this morning and you can intercede for that child. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, that you can make some headway in the life of your children. Dear friend, you may pray a wall around them. Dear friend, you may extend their life. You may keep them, dear friend, out of some kind of trouble. Dear friend, many a disaster has been avoided because of mama's prayer. Amen. Dear friend, they may still walk on, dear friend, dangerous grounds. They may still be headed in the wrong direction. The Bible give us a promise, brother, that you'd raise them in the way they ought to go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. Amen. You got to be positive in your perception. Don't give up on them. Amen. Dear friend, it was 80 years before Moses ever used by the Lord. Amen. 40 years, dear friend, that he spent down in Egypt, and 40 years he spent in the desert. Thank God, dear friend, that God did use this man to do some great and mighty things. Amen. Dear friend, don't you give up on that child. Dear friend, this morning, I don't care if they're 50 years old and been in and out of prison. I don't care if they're drug addicts. Dear friend, or castaways, don't you ever give up on them. God can able to turn their lives around this morning. Be positive this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning there'll be a payday. Dear friend, if you'll notice in the scripture this morning, the Bible said that Pharaoh's daughter told Jochebed, I'm going to pay you for raising that child. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, there is a payday, dear friend, for raising a child in the right way. Amen. Dear friend, someday it'll pay off. Dear friend, this morning, but the unsung heroes of mom this morning, dear friend, you may not ever get much more than a thanks or a hug or maybe a flower to stick on your lapel. Dear friend, but thank God for godly moms this morning. Dear friend, you ought to tell your mama you love her this morning. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayers.
For many long years in bondage, God's chosen people had been out in the wilderness wandering, was all because of sin. Their leader had been old Moses, but now that he had died, God said to Joshua, get on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free. The river now lies before you, and I the waters control. Now is the time to cross over, the waters back will roll. A wonderful land is waiting just over Jordan tide. Remember, victory is on the other side. Cross over to the other side of Jordan, the Lord to Joshua said, yes, over to the other side of Jordan, my people must be led. No longer in the wilderness to wander, from Egypt's bondage flee. And when you reach the other side, you shall be free.